As many of you saw, I hope, in the back of the pew bulletin where we usually have a source from our tradition, you can see a listing of fallen soldiers of the IDF in Operation Protective Edge. I think we have about 32 names on the back of the bulletin, and now I believe we are up to 40. And so this morning, as we sit here comfortably in our seats, knowing that most likely we will not hear any kind of siren over the next 3 hours, or feel the same kind of nerves of rockets flying overhead or sitting in bomb shelters, we decided that during this slot where we usually give a Devar Torah, that it would be fitting to share the stories of two of our fallen IDF soldiers. Because we know, as with any death, the way to preserve someone's memory, the way to bring tribute to their lives, is to continue their legacy through the message of their lives. And so this morning I want to speak briefly about two soldiers, Max Steinberg and Nissim Sean Carmeli. And the reason why I speak about these two, although I could have chosen any of the others, and I hope that we'll have time, whether it's in person, via online, whatever it may be, to share the stories of our people. But these two men are given the title, the phrase attached to them, lone soldiers. And the reason why they're called lone soldiers is because they were born here in the United States. And they chose to leave their homes in the diaspora and move to Israel and fight for our people. Max Steinberg. Max, in 2012, along with his sister Paige and brother Jake, decided to go to Israel on the popular trip, Birthright. And just 3 months later, after experiencing a fabulous trip, and certainly Paige and Jake enjoyed it as well, Max said, "I just developed a relationship with the land of Israel. It's something I cannot describe. I must go back." But he did not decide to go back on any kind of touristy experience. What did he do? He went back and joined the Golani Infantry Brigade. And from that moment on, of course, his life changed. His brother Jake explained that the admiration that he holds for his brother is the highest of its kind. And his father remembers Max saying that he does not do this kind of service out of requirement. It's out of volunteering. Max said, "I have a purpose." But we have to remember that Max was a kid, 24 years old. And so what do 24-year-olds like? Football. He loved the New England Patriots. He loved junk food. He was described as being energetic. And regarding the junk food, his sister mentioned that sometimes he would eat ice cream for breakfast or lunch or dinner. We have to remember that these names have stories. And the last thing that Max said before going into Gaza and ultimately being killed, he told his father, "Tell my mom I love her." Nissim Sean Carmeli, known as Sean. He was born and raised in South Padre Island, Texas, and he lived there until he was 16 years old. But his family ties to Israel were strong. His parents were Israeli. He spoke Hebrew at home, and at the age of 16, that was it. He was ready to move back to Israel and join the army. His family lives in Ra'anana. He leaves behind two sisters, Or and Gal. And Sean was known as an optimistic boy, 21 years old, always having a smile on his face. His friend Roy said that when Roy was about to enter the army, Sean said, "You have to join Golani. Golani is the best experience for someone in the army." And of course, he said it with a smile on his face. Sean worked in a day camp in Texas, and his rabbis described him as a kind and gentle soul. But of course, an avid Dallas Cowboys fan, someone who would never miss a football game, and of course, soccer. Maccabi Haifa was his favorite team. And what did Sean say before he entered Gaza? It's such an interesting conversation. He was speaking with his father, and he mentioned to his father that the commanding officer was arguing with Sean, saying that he had an unrelated leg injury that might prevent him from going in. And his words were, "Bruise or no bruise, I will go with them." 21 years old. Now, the families of Max and Sean were nervous that during the time of their funerals, because they have so much community in the United States, perhaps they wouldn't receive so many numbers at the funeral. But you know, at Max's funeral and at Sean's funeral, between 20 and 40,000 people attended each of their services. Clearly, we are here. And as I mentioned in the ark prayer, it's hard to know what to do. It's hard to express our feelings. But something that we can do as Jews, as human beings, is tell the stories of those who are fallen. That is what we can do so that their messages, so that their legacies, so that their commitment to their people will never be forgotten. It's our land. And what they have done with their lives is ensure that we have a living, breathing, beautiful land of Israel. May their memories, may the memories of all that are fallen, forever be a blessing. Amen.